So let's talk about what the soul actually is. Now, the soul itself is pretty complex. So just come along with me. I'm going to explain a few different concepts for you, and then we're going to put all of those concepts together, and I promise it will all make sense. So imagine you are a divine source, or God, or the creator, whichever terminology you prefer. I just happen to say divine source. If you're a divine source, you are everything. And since you're everything, you have no way of experiencing yourself, because there is literally nothing that you are not. And so, divine source creates souls, which are unique, individuated expressions of itself. Divine source literally takes little pieces of itself and creates the soul. So souls contain some aspect of divine source, but not all. And what divine source is then able to do is experience itself through its creations. Because now divine source has created something that is separate from itself, something that it is not. And the soul actually inherits the creative abilities of divine source. And just like divine source, we as souls experience ourselves through our creations. Now, of course, we don't have the same exact creative abilities as divine source. We can't create, you know, galaxies or planets or fish. Our creation is way more limited. While we're incarnated, our creative playground, our artistic canvas, is our own human experience. Mind you, we can only create our own human experience, okay? Not anybody else's. We are very limited to our own. But within that human experience, within our human experience, we can do with it whatever we want. Just like an artist who has a beautiful blank canvas, they can paint or do whatever they want with it. That's how our human experience is for us. It is really our vehicle of creative self-expression. But we only get to do that with one experience, and that's our own. Now, quantum physics recognizes 10-dimensional aspects of existence, and I am not one to argue with quantum physics, so we use the 10-dimensional model in soul realignment. You, as a spiritual being, actually already exist at all 10-dimensional levels of existence. Now, your physical body is your 3rd-dimensional aspect, and your mind is your 4th-dimensional aspect, and your soul is really everything that lies beyond the mind. And that makes sense, right? I mean, the 3rd dimension is about having width and depth and height. And any physical object has those 3-dimensional qualities. Now, sometimes people ask me, well, what about the 2nd and the 1st dimension? Well, okay, so if you were to draw something on a piece of paper, that would be a 2-dimensional rendering. So it has height and width, but it has no depth, and we actually can't exist that way. And the 1st dimension would just be sort of like a single point in space. That's more like a mathematical concept, and I think mathematicians use it. But in terms of us as a conscious being, the 3rd dimension is really the physical dimension, and it's the 1st dimension of which we have actual consciousness. I'm sure we also exist at the 1st and 2nd dimensional levels, kind of combined into that, but we can't do much with those dimensional levels of existence, because if we're flat on a piece of paper, there's just, I don't know, I guess we just sit there, right? So your mind, though, is your 4th dimensional aspect, or your ego, and your soul is essentially everything from the 5th through the 10th dimensional aspect of your existence. So your soul is actually kind of like a catch-all phrase for all upper dimensional aspects of your being. So think of your being as a giant layer cake with 10 layers. That is the best way to think of it. Your physical third dimensional layer is the densest. It's so dense that we have the illusion of physical matter. And it really is just an illusion, right? I mean, physics has proven that this is really just a bunch of rapidly vibrating particles. And they're vibrating so densely that it gives us the illusion that it's solid, but nothing is actually solid. Now imagine all of these layers of the cake occupying the same space, and they're separated from one another only by density. You know, it's very easy to think of our third dimensional physical bodies as down here, and then our minds, and then the rest of us is like up there. That is actually really far from the truth. All right, but we give ascending numbers to the different dimensions, and so our mind immediately like orders them in a hierarchical way. That's just how the mind works. But just please understand, it's almost like all dimensions are collapsed into one another and occupy the same space. All right, so your 10th dimensional aspect isn't way somewhere up there. It's still right here. And the difference is just one of density. We are whole beings. In fact, all of our dimensional aspects exist as reflections of each other. Now, the final concept that we have to cover here is vital force energy. Vital force energy is the stuff of creation itself. It's the energy that created each of our souls. It's also the energy that we access in order to create our human experience. It's what animates our physical body. It keeps us alive. It's the essence of life itself. Now, beyond keeping us alive, we use vital force energy to create our experience through action. So every time we take action, we draw on vital force energy. It's that effort that is required to do anything, right? We expend energy all the time as human beings. And the third dimension is so dense that it actually takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot more energy to walk across a room than it does to think about walking across the room. All vital force energy comes to us from divine source. Now, the more vital force energy we're able to access, the greater our capacity to create. We just manifest way quicker the more vital force energy we have access to. Now, the way we receive vital force energy from source is via our divine soul blueprint. So think of your divine soul blueprint as the underlying framework or code for how to access vital force energy. And ideally, every dimensional layer that makes up your being is aligned to how your divine soul blueprint was first created by divine source, because this is how you were designed to receive vital force energy. So divine source creates you, and within that, your divine soul blueprint. And so you are perfectly designed to endlessly receive vital force energy through your divine soul blueprint at all aspects of your existence, all the way into the third dimension, right? And you're constantly able to receive that energy through your divine soul blueprint. So that's kind of how that works. Now, at the third dimensional physical level of our experience, the way we align to our divine soul blueprint is through choice. We can literally do our divine soul blueprint. So sometimes I'll talk about doing our divinity. It is literally that, making our choices align to our divine soul blueprint, to the way we were created by divine source. That gives us the most access to vital force energy. All right, now it's very important to understand that a choice is not a decision. I talk on and on about choices, and choices happen at the level of action. A choice is something you do. Until you do it, it's just a decision, but the thing is, you can change your mind, right? We change our mind 10, 20 times a day. It takes about 5 seconds to change our minds. Thought is really easy and requires practically no effort. Choice is something that we can't undo. Once we do something, we can't go back in time and undo it. And it takes a lot of effort. So when we're talking about choice, just understand choice happens at the level of action. People confuse that a lot. And then our whole frame of reference gets kind of off kilter. Now, aligning to our divine soul blueprint through choice gives us unbelievable access to vital force energy in our physical lives at the third dimensional level. And the result of these choices is always abundance, an abundance of health, physical vitality, money, fulfillment, and also an abundance of time. Because your divine nature is inherently abundant. Divine source is never going to run out. It's divine source. It's the source of everything, right? Infinite abundance. And so when we align to our divine soul blueprint, we get our slice of infinite abundance that way. And when we express that into our physical experience, the byproduct is always an abundant human experience. But it has to happen at the level of choice, which means at the level of action. We consider choices that align to our original divine soul blueprint to be positive. And that's what we call a positive choice. It expresses our original divine soul blueprint the way we were made by divine source. And positive choices affirm our divine nature. Here's the thing though, positive choices look different for each and every single one of us because our souls are all unique, individuated expressions of the divine. So what might be a positive choice for you may not be a positive choice for me. So what society upholds as being a good choice can sometimes actually be not so positive for us and doesn't allow us to access vital force energy. It's very important to understand that a positive choice is incredibly subjective to our unique divine soul blueprint, because we can also make negative choices, you know? And the thing is, we really haven't had a lot of choices available to us within our human experience, just like we talked about already, right? Most of us are not actually living or making choices in congruence to our divine soul blueprint. That's why most of us, even in the most abundant parts of the world, expect to develop health issues in our later years, right? I mean, that's just normal when you're 60, 70, 80 years old. People still expect to be feeble, to have less energy, to start developing chronic issues from arthritis to diabetes to you name it. It's just what's considered normal. And most people definitely don't have infinitely abundant bank accounts. It's far more normal for people to live on a budget. It might be a generous budget, but almost nobody has all the money they want in order to make all the choices that they could possibly want to make. That is definitely not considered normal in our society. And a lot of people may not have the most fulfilling relationships either. So until now, making positive choices has been mostly unavailable. For thousands of years, it really was very, very difficult, if not impossible. And that's also why we didn't have to know about our divine soul blueprint at all. I mean, why would we have to know what our divine soul blueprint is? It would kind of be painful to know what your divinity is, how to express who you are as a divine being into your human experience, and then, oops, sorry, but you can't. Because society, for the longest time, wasn't set up for it. You would have gotten yourself killed very quickly if you were making choices congruent to your divine soul blueprint, because often they don't look all that normal. So a negative choice expresses who we are not at soul level. So negative choices negate the truth of who we are. Negative choices negate our divine soul blueprint, and they will always result in some sort of lack. Negative choices just don't allow us to access any vital force energy from divine source. In fact, they block us from receiving vital force energy. And so we end up not creating what we want, and we just don't manifest results. So there's always lack associated with negative choices. Now, negative choices are not the same as what society considers bad or wrong choices. They are simply choices that do not express our divine soul blueprint. Again, they're very subjective. What constitutes a negative choice is completely individualized. Again, a negative choice for me might be a really positive choice for you, unless we also know the energetic qualities that make up our divine soul blueprint. Unless we understand our divine soul blueprint, it's almost impossible to know what will be a positive or negative choice. However, we can always tell in our results. I mean, you just can't create abundance through negative choices. It doesn't work. And you can't create lack through positive choices. That also does not work. So the more positive choices you make, the more choices, and again, these are not good choices, right? They're not smart choices. No, these are choices that express your divine nature, your divine soul blueprint. When you do that, abundance at all levels, in the physical experience though, right? So very real abundant circumstances are kind of the inevitable side effect of doing your divinity. It can't be any other way. Unfortunately, it's way easier to make negative choices than positive choices. Our divine soul blueprint is incredibly specific. And meanwhile, we have so many, many choices available to us today. But what we do have to understand is that between 75 to like 87% of the choices we could make on any given day are actually negative and incongruent to our divine soul blueprint. There's a lot more negative choices available to us than positive. Sometimes the path of expressing our divine soul blueprint seems really, really narrow. Now, the funny thing is, those choices can create almost anything we want in our human experience. But the quality of those choices that we need to make in order to just be able to express ourselves fully onto our beautiful blank canvas, they are very, very specific. So the opportunity for negative choices is very great. And you know, as more and more choices have become available to us, it's like, yay, all right, we have all this availability, but we almost don't know what to do with it, which is why we haven't all automatically started creating huge amounts of abundance. We haven't. I mean, most of us still live in sort of a tolerable amount of lack. We really do, even in the most abundant parts of the world. It's certainly gotten better over time, right? Because we are bringing in more vital force energy collectively, which is great. But infinitely abundant human experience, very, very, very few people actually ever experience that, and for good reason. So another important thing to understand is that when we make a negative choice, we actually affect our entire divine soul blueprint at all other dimensional levels of existence. So when we make a negative choice, it's not just, oops, I made a negative choice here in this physical dimension, my bad. It actually has repercussions. Making choices takes a huge amount of effort. The physical dimension is dense, right? We actually have to move our physical bodies through time and space when we take action. So again, it takes a lot less effort to think about doing something than actually doing it. And because all dimensional aspects of our being reflect one another, a negative choice reverberates very powerfully through our entire divine soul blueprint. We basically, when we do that, take our entire being out of alignment to receiving vital force energy from divine source. Negative choices create something that we call energetic blocks and restrictions. And we are going to cover a lot of them later in this program. But they are literally kinks and blockages to vital force energy that limit our ability to create what we want. Now, most of us are still making a lot of negative choices, which is why we're not creating infinite abundance. And so we've actually created these misalignments to our original divine soul blueprint. We've really gotten ourselves all kinked up and, you know, blocked. And so really the flow of vital force energy is not happening. That's why we get sick. That's why we may have to worry about paying the bills. That's why our relationships may not be particularly fulfilling. Maybe we have to go to jobs we hate. I mean, these tolerable situations of lack, and I know they're tolerable, and compared to what they used to be 1,000 years ago, they're way, way better, but it's still a sign of this incongruence to our divine soul blueprint.